The nation's unemployment rate fell 0.2 percentage points last month to 5.7%. The decline came as a pleasant surprise and sparked a rally on Wall Street on hopes the recovery may finally be on firmer ground. But some economists are skeptical that the small decline in unemployment does in fact represent the beginning of a turnaround. NPR's Jack Speer has more.
After a string of reports suggesting the economy might be slipping back into recession, the government's unemployment report for August sounded something of a positive note. It showed companies were doing some hiring last month. Lynn Reaser is chief economist with Bank of America Capital Markets.
The numbers were not great, but they certainly were better than expected and generally tend to indicate that the economy is at least on a slow to moderate track and it's not falling back into recession.
For instance, the economy added 39,000 new jobs last month, but that's a small number compared to what the economy was generating a year or two ago. Back then, businesses were adding an average of about 200,000 new jobs each month. And of the new jobs that were created last month, hardly any were in the private sector. About half are in the newly federalized airport security system. Most of the rest are teaching jobs. The manufacturing sector continues to shed jobs. Steve Ricciuto, chief economist at ABN AMRO, says until that sector picks up, the economy will remain vulnerable.
The factory sector is in a complete and utter blue funk. They're firing workers. They're not adding a lot to their workforce. They're actually squeezing their inventories even more than you would have anticipated that they could do. At the same time, the overall economy, services, and government are creating enough jobs that's keeping the consumer having positive income gains and a bit more confident than people thought in keeping them spending money.
One reason consumers have kept up their spending is that money is cheap right now. Automakers continue to offer 0% financing deals. Mortgage interest rates are at their lowest levels in a generation. However, businesses, for the most part, have remained relatively tight-fisted. Because of that, analysts like Jim Glassman, chief economist at J.P. Morgan, expect the unemployment rate could start rising again in the months ahead.
We economists are all a bit skeptical that unemployment is starting to come down because there's no way that unemployment is coming down if the U.S. is only generating 39,000 to 50,000 jobs per month. You've got to have jobs growing about 150,000 to 200,000 a month in order to create enough jobs for people coming into the workforce. So I think this is just an aberration.
The government reported an increase in the hiring of temporary workers by companies last month, something which is viewed as a sign they may be preparing for recovery. The White House said President Bush was heartened by the August unemployment report, though still not satisfied with the pace of economic recovery. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.